Welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. I am very excited. My guest today has a phenomenal background. She's also a partner of ours with the wellness company, but she is so much more than that. And I am so honored to welcome Dr. Hadar to the show today. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me here today. I appreciate it.
Well, when we planned this, we were kind of in a different world than we are right now. And I feel very, very blessed to have you here today. I wanted you here to talk about our physical and our health problems and things that we can do to protect our health and our immune system and all the amazing research and products that you guys have introduced me to personally through the wellness company. But then the world changed on October 7th, and we have been watching not only a major war and a conflict and terrorism rear its head, but all over the world, there are outrage and riots. And you and I both have a connection to Israel. And I wanted to kind of have you tell my audience about your amazing background and then kind of talk about the big picture of what is going on. And not just that, how people should be protecting themselves, mm-hmm. not just their hearts and minds and all mm-hmm. of that, but how it affects your health when we go through a trauma event like this. So if you could tell my audience a little bit about you.
Sure. Thank you. Yeah. So I grew up in Israel and I served in the Israeli Air Force for 2 years in the intelligence, and it was an incredible experience. I saw a lot of things growing up in Israel firsthand, a lot of terrorism around Gulf War. I was there having to hide and hold and carry and put on gas masks that really probably wouldn't do anything if we really had a gas situation. So I've been through a lot growing up there and then the Israeli military. So seen a lot, moved to New York, went to nursing school and realized it's not really what I love. I love more holistic and root cause medicine, went to acupuncture. And then I moved to San Diego, got my master's, got my doctorate in acupuncture and Chinese medicine and functional medicine as well. And have a lot of background in holistic health and have been practicing since. And now I'm living in sunny Florida, thankfully. And loving every minute here. But yeah, the world has changed on October 7th, 16 days ago. My whole family is in Israel, and we can go on to that. There's so much that's going on that's affecting us emotionally and physically and mentally. And it's been a rough couple of weeks, to say the least.
I know. And I'm really, really grateful that you made the time today. I know it's been a very difficult time for everyone, especially for Israelis, because the ugly underbelly I've been warning about for a very long time is showing itself in full form. I went to a university in America that right now is filled with rioters that are supporting Hamas, and they're trying to separate the whole situation there without really knowing anything about it. As I tell everyone all the time, if you follow the money, you will find the same money that funded BDS or funded Black Lives Matter and some of the other uprisings, color revolution uprisings along the way, that it is the same globalist influence that is happening. And it's really hard for people to see that directly. One thing I did want to stress that you can explain is when the attacks happen on October 7th, these horrific terrorist attacks that should not in any way be equated with war. This is not war, what happened on October 7th. It was a vicious, vile terrorist attack. But what people don't understand is what a kibbutz is and the life on a kibbutz. And you have to really understand that, you know, we had hippie communes in America back in the day that were functioned and all raised their families and farming, and people aren't putting together where they attacked is very important in the story here of the nature of what they did. So if you could talk a little bit about where they attacked and the people that they targeted.
Yeah. So first of all, everything that's happened was right on the border of Gaza. And Gaza is where a lot of Hamas are living. And Hamas is a terrorist organization that just wants to kill Jewish and American around the world, especially Israel. It's not just a land grab. It is about Judaism and anti-Semitism. It's about hatred. They literally teach their children from birth and from childhood how to hate and how to kill. And this is what they do in schools. They don't teach them love. They don't teach them education. They literally take them into training of how to kill Jewish. You see a Jewish person, kill them. That's what they teach them from birth. So unfortunately, Israel is surrounded by a lot of Arab countries and surrounded by Hamas in Gaza. A lot of Palestinians who are civilians, who are completely innocent, but unfortunately they are ruled by Hamas. The head of Hamas lives in Qatar.
Right.
Now we've seen a lot of things happen in Qatar in the last couple of weeks as well, which many people have no idea what's the connection, but the head of Hamas lives in Qatar. Mind you, he doesn't live in Gaza. He doesn't want to live there. Why would he? And so a lot of the money also that goes into Gaza for civilians, actually really where does it go to? Terrorism. And the head of Hamas, right?
Yep.
They had a complete genocide on October 7th. They infiltrated in such a horrific way from land, from air, land, air, sea. And I still don't understand, and no one really understands, how Israel didn't catch it. Where was the intelligence? What was happening that day that they were literally asleep and they didn't catch it for many, many hours? This was something really, really wrong there. But they came in, and the horrific, I mean, scenes and videos that I have seen, and I know people who were murdered there, kids of friends that I know, and so many women and babies, and, you know, adults, grandma, a Jewish lady who was a Holocaust survivor, died with a bullet in her head last day of her life after surviving the Holocaust. She did not survive this Nazi genocide by Hamas.
Yeah.
They took women out with their babies. They beheaded babies. They beheaded women. They raped women in the festival. So there was a whole festival there. They literally killed most of the people there. They kidnapped. Many are still kidnapped, over 200. Many are raped and tortured and killed. Many are beheaded and burned that they couldn't even recognize or even identify them to bury them. It was a horrific, horrific scene. And unfortunately, so many Palestinians are trying to deny, just like they deny the Holocaust happened, deny this, saying this is fake footage. Really? You guys filmed it.
Right.
How is it fake? This is all real stuff. We lost a lot of people, a lot.
And in the most vicious way, because the other part of where they targeted, not just the festival, but the kibbutz, are people that A, are unarmed. B, this is not military area. This is not people have a very warped sense of what's going on in Israel, because they don't understand. They think that because everyone went through the military, that everyone is armed, and that is not true. No, there's not actually strict laws on arms in Israel. So they chose specifically places where they knew people could not defend themselves and would not be able to defend themselves. Mm-hmm. What is the situation with arms in Israel? Because the first thing everyone thought, or the propaganda, the fake news was saying, was that all the Israelis are armed. That is not true. Can you explain that to my audience so that they understand? All because they went through the military, that is not it is not a Second Amendment state.
Right. You're not necessarily armed in Israel. And when you live in a kibbutz, hardly anyone is armed. So a kibbutz is like a small village that's a commune. I don't know even how to say it. Everybody's using each other's stuff. We eat together. It's small houses. No one locks the doors even. Like it's so easy to get in. Everybody feels free and safe because everybody's together. And so they really chose kibbutzim, where I've actually been in high school. I've visited there. It's so beautiful and so peaceful. But unfortunately, it's right at the border of Gaza. So they infiltrated so easily. A lot of them, or hardly any of them, were armed. Many Israelis are not armed. I finished the military. I wasn't armed. My family, probably not armed. I don't even know right now, but I know right now they're urging citizens of Israel to get armed and get trained and recertify, you know, training and get them back in shape on that, because you just don't know.
Right. Yeah. And people also don't understand that the land that is there. I think people think Israel and they think it's this big nation because it gets so much attention and has for years. It's the size of New Jersey. I believe that when I was there, it was like 2 hours from Jerusalem to Eilat. And we're talking from like top to bottom of Israel. It's a very small nation. So that is something else I think people don't really understand. And then the Gaza area is like a town. It's like the size of a town in New Jersey. It's very even smaller. But that where it is strategically, I think, is very important for people to understand not only the tiny size of this piece of land, but it's surrounded. Not only does it have the Mediterranean right there, but it's surrounded by big, giant Muslim nations on all sides. Yet those nations are also saying that they will not take in Palestinians. Why is that?
Yeah, so Israel is a very small country. You're right. It takes about 5 hours from one end or 8 hours from one end to the next. Right. And it's really narrow. So Israel is surrounded in the north by Lebanon and Syria. And in the south, you know, we have Egypt. We have we have Gaza, of course. We have all the Arab, we have Iran, Iraq, all like everywhere around. So we've had most countries attack us. I mean, we had to free Israel. And in 1948, when Israel was established, from the British mandate as well, it wasn't a Palestinian state. It was never a Palestinian state. It was never called Palestine. So there's so much misconception about what Israel was and what Israel is. And we had to fight for our land and we did conquer it. That's why we have, you know, we had to escape from many countries where we were not wanted. And there's so much anti-Semitism to a land where we can feel safe. Yet we are really not safe because we are surrounded by people who hate us. Now, many countries or all of the Arab countries do not want to take them in. Why? From what I read and from what I know, and my interpretation is, you don't know who really is a civilian versus who is a terrorist, number one. How would you know? What they found when they interrogated about 4,000 Palestinians who worked and had a visa in Israel, they spied on Israel and gave all the information to Hamas. So I thought we were giving you work and food and money and life for your family, yet you go and betray us and give all this information to Hamas and then you come and kill us. So how do you know who really is who? How do you know who's really for us and who's really against us? You don't know. And when it comes to Egypt not wanting them and any Arab countries, I mean, it's a big question. Why?
Yeah, I think it also goes back to what you said earlier, which people have to understand, is that these children are born to hate, and they're born learning how to kill and how to maim and torture. I mean, they raise their children in hate. I think it was Golda Meir who said, when they love their children more than they hate Jews, you know, exactly. that's when we'll see peace. But also they're a young, the average age there is very young. So a lot of these people that are members of Hamas or live there have known nothing but that. That is their entire life. And like you said, there is no education. There's none of that. The scary part is billions of dollars have poured into there. I'm sure you remember, we're probably around the same age. Yitzhak Rabin and Arafat really were trying to work something out. And then, of course, Rabin was murdered. And on top of that, then when Arafat died, he was, I believe, worth like $300 million. Like you said, a lot of the money goes to Qatar, whereas also the Muslim Brotherhood is headquartered there as well. And people have to understand the situation in that piece of land has been so manipulated and so we've heard so much propaganda, but very few people ask where the money has gone, that it is like that. They think that the Israelis have kept it in open air prison is what I'm hearing, or all of that. And then they don't understand that Hamas is the government of that area as well. Right. So there's so much misconception, and still people don't ask the question of, well, where has all the aid gone? You know, if we're saying, if Blinken and Biden are saying we're sending $6 billion in aid to Qatar for Iran, you know, but we can make sure it's for humanitarian needs, it doesn't look like it doesn't look like they were following that humanitarian needs aid since the 80s, to a plot of land that is very small and could easily have been overseen the entire time, and helped by international forces. The UN has always been on the side of the Palestinians. And yet, again, like many places in the world, it's developing, it's developing. Well, why hasn't it developed? And why do you just blame that on Israel when the whole international community has their eyes on it 24/7? That is a big question out there of why and how and who allowed it to be this way. And now pointing at the Israelis is very disingenuous. On top of that, I wanted to ask you too, because you do have a very good view of this. What has been going on? The information is very skewed, and you have family there, but we have watched, and this happens all over the world. I've covered many color revolutions in which, unfortunately, the United States and the CIA and National Endowment for Democracy, as well as Open Society, a lot of these international NGOs, they have fomented color revolutions all over the world. And you can easily see where and how. Ukraine in 2014 was one of them. But it appeared to me that something was going on over the last year in Israel that was not being covered worldwide. There were huge uprisings in Tel Aviv. And if you did follow the money of who was funding these, it was very aligned with the color revolutions in other nations, the financing. What has been going on there politically that people don't know?
Yeah, in the last year has been complete chaos in Israel of elections and protesting against Bibi, against his government, against trying to make it a dictatorship country. And everybody's been focusing on that. So they clearly forgot to focus on security, on what's going on around that they really need to focus. In the meantime, everything that's been happening in Gaza has been under their nose, unbeknownst to them, what's really going on, because they've been busy protesting against their own government. That's all that's been going on. So that's all I've seen and heard. And when I went to Israel, February, March, that's all that's been going on. Roads have been blocked. Flights have been delayed, and like so much mess, because everybody has been protesting against the government, against Bibi, against his dictatorship, and what's been actually going on. So it's just been one big chaos and mess.
Yeah, it's a playbook that has been used time and time again. It was used in Libya. It was used in Ukraine. I believe America is in the middle of a color revolution. It's about getting the people to rise up against the government for a regime change, to put in my opinion, a globalist sanctioned puppet usually. Right. But and if we all remember right before COVID, and we'll get into some of the health issues here, there were huge uprisings in Hong Kong. And then here comes COVID and it's over. So again and again, we see the same pattern over the last, I equate it to Agenda 2030 and think that this is a globalist situation and Israel is the current front and not the end of it. Ukraine, I believe, was a front, what's happening in America. But what's very similar to what's going on in Israel over the last year, not this past period of time, is happening in America too. People should pay attention, because what you're saying right now is very key to where we are with our open border. I've had a lot of people on and friends that have gone down and covered it. That border is open. A lot of terrorist cells from all over the world, the Middle East, of course, but everywhere, have come through that open border. This started obviously under Obama when he was having refugees come in and not assimilate and putting them in areas. Of course, then we got Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar out of those particular resettlements into small areas. But we have had Black Lives Matter, Antifa, Women's March, the anti-Trump stuff, the insurrection, I call it, of January 6th, one uprising after another. And then they're blaming, obviously, the white supremacists that don't exist and the MAGA Republicans, and not paying attention to actual terrorists. And now suddenly they're saying, well, there's probably terrorists that came across the border and Americans should be aware that this is happening. Of course, the fraudulent ADL keeps going that it's white supremacists. But it's very important for people to understand what you're saying, which is, this has been a long process of degrading the security and the state of Israel from within.
Yeah. So first of all, back to America and its open borders. Coming to a city near you, like we say, this isn't stopping in Israel. They're planning things here. I don't doubt it, right? Yeah. They're after Americans. They're after Jewish people here. I have family in Canada who told me that they've seen Muslim people walking around filming houses of Jewish people. That's bad. That's scary. We have to, I feel like we're in a Holocaust again. Do I have to take my mezuzah off? Do I have to hide my Jewish star? Do I have to not speak Hebrew in public? Like, what is going on? There's so many Muslims here too. And in London, I was just in London. It was packed, like everywhere Muslims are leaving, and Arabs, and hate Israel. And there were so many demonstrations, pro-Palestinians, anti-Israel. And they're happening, unfortunately, on campuses here.
Yeah. It's been a long time coming here. Yeah, right. Because you and I watched BDS grow over the last 10 years. Everyone acted like it wasn't a big deal. Like I said, Obama imported a lot of people. And what you're saying is really, really important for people to understand that, I don't believe that a lot of these people even know what they hate. They just hate.
Yeah, they don't.
And they feel that they align with oppressors and oppression. And this is a playbook. This is a Marxist, communist, totalitarian, worldwide being rolled out playbook that has happened one place after another after another. And like I said before, all these color revolutions, especially Libya and Yemen and Syria and all these places, you have to follow the money. B, then the people are displaced and then they're put into Germany and they're put into France and London and America and Canada. And this has been a long game. And that's where I think we really have to take a step back. You and I, before we came on, said, no matter what happened on October 7th, particularly, is straight up cartel level evil terrorism on a global scale that should be condemned. And yet we are watching these BDS, BLM, all the same funding groups marching around supporting Hamas, pretending to call for a ceasefire when they know that it's not possible.
No way.
So it's like a total fraud, very disturbing. But again, we have to realize that they to think that it's about Israel or Jews is not being honest with oneself. This is a bigger situation in terms of hate and brainwashing and deep-seated feelings of the oppressor and the oppression. And this has been coming. I mean, I've seen it for at least 15 years. I'm sure you have. And now it appears that now people have to pick sides. And what we talked about before was compassion and empathy for human beings is the story on the left and not just left, but whoever this is, they infiltrated our universities in the 50s and 60s as it is. It's been a long game there. But I mean, I'm shocked by the lack of humanity of these people yelling and screaming. Many big voices on Twitter and YouTube and the mainstream media, you know, the Palestinians are oppressed. We need a ceasefire. They live in an open air prison. This is so much bigger than that, right? I mean, like, what does this do to a society to have this much vitriol and lack of humanity?
Yeah, so there is a saying that Golda Meir also said, if the Arabs put their weapons down, there will be peace. If Israelis put their weapons down or Israel put their weapons down, there will be no Israel.
Right, exactly.
So they just want to hate. They just want to kill. They don't care about any lives, especially Jewish people and Americans. Unfortunately, the brainwashing that's been happening, they're not really understanding. I don't think they're understanding who Hamas is. And Hamas is equal to ISIS.
Right.
They are the Nazis. They can go and kill anyone around here or anyone around the world. It's not just against us in Israel. This is not about a land grab, like a lot of people are saying, give back your land. This is nothing to do with it. This is just pure hatred, pure genocide, pure anti-Semitism. And what we're seeing all around the world and the campuses as well is ignorance. It's following what they're seeing on social media.
Yep.
It's being, you know, I even see it unfortunately, from some Jewish people who are extremely non-compassionate about what's going on in Israel, saying, but you got to take care of Palestinians and you got to know that this is like, wait a second. Do you care what happened in Israel at all? If that didn't happen, none of this would have started, obviously. We were just innocent people being murdered in cold blood. We didn't want that. We never want that. Any of these wars do we ever want. But we have to go and wipe Hamas once and for all. Otherwise, this will never end. So ceasefire will not happen.
Well, they don't really want a ceasefire. What they want is what you said, Golda Meir said, and it's a total fraud, and they know it.
Of course.
The biggest problem of it all is the, like you said, there is an emotional and psychological war that is much more dangerous. It's very similar, you and I both know, to the 30s and 40s in Germany, very similar to what happened in Mao's China before the revolution. This is a full-scale psychological operation, and you were in intel and psychological operations you learned about in the IDF, and you know how deep-seated this is, and that is something that I think we have to really acknowledge is the psychological damage and the emotional manipulation of people and what that does to their health and everything. We just came out of the pandemic. And here we are, people have these compromised immune systems, cancers are off the charts, people know that something was very terribly wrong with the vaccine, yet nobody can still be held accountable or really say it without being shut down and shut off. You have joined the wellness group over there, the wellness company that has really been on the forefront with Dr. McCullough and other people, including yourself, kind of trying to help us get back our health. And here we have this overriding kind of this implosion of psychological damage, which was happening obviously through the whole oppression movements. And a lot of the same money that's funding these marches right now funded BLM and other movements like this. But let's talk a little bit about psychological and emotional strain on your physical health. Because we have people that are very immunocompromised because of the pandemic and the boosters and the vaccines that are right now allowing themselves to be emotionally manipulated. How does affect your, how does that propaganda, emotional manipulation, what they're doing with manipulating cognitive social media, what, how does that affect your body?
Yeah. So in Chinese medicine, you know, each organ has an emotion associated with it, or each emotion has an organ associated with it.
Right.
So for example, sadness, which I've experienced a lot in the last 2 weeks, right? Sadness and fear are connected to lungs and kidneys. So you can see that it's going to weaken your immune system. My immune system clearly has been a little weakened because now I have a little bit of a cough, which, you know, my lungs are a little obviously weaker. Lungs are your immune system, your gut is your immune system. So everything is a little more compromised and that affects your health negatively. Worrying affects your spleen, right? So that weakens your spleen energy. That's your digestion. That's your water fluid transformation, transportation of food and fluid in your body. It's going to make you more lethargic. So when you are experiencing heavy sadness, heavy worrying, fear, that's going to affect all of your bodily organs, right? It's going to make you weaker, tired, sad, sick, weaker immune system, lack of sleep, vivid dreams. It's going to give you all so many symptoms that you're going to experience because of these emotional upheavals and because of the emotional stress that you're experiencing and watching the news over and over, watching horrific, you know, scenes and pictures and videos that physically made me throw up. Physically, I felt so sick to my stomach by seeing everything and knowing what people have been through. I literally have PTSD, and I'm sure I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
There's so many people, especially on the front lines in Israel, watching, being there, getting PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder syndrome. And you have to really kind of hold yourself and say, hang on a second. I know what's going on. I am listening to what's going on. It's affecting my daily living. It's not good. It's affecting my mood. It's affecting everything. It's bringing me down. I need to help hold myself together and snap out of it as well. Get myself to work, be on podcasts, heal patients, you know, be normal and try to act like normal, which is hard. But exercise is really important. Getting outside, meditation as much as you can is tough to really shut your mind down. Talking to people, having a shoulder to cry on, right? Sharing it with people you love, people who care about you. Writing it down, whatever it takes to really make you feel better, taking your supplements, right? So I've been loading up on my supplements, including our spike support from the wellness company, which I love.
Very important. Very important. Everything you guys are putting out, you guys have the spikes. Yeah. You also have an entire immune system kit. Right. that every single person should be getting right now. People have to understand this emotional tsunami of pain and anxiety and fear. I mean, you do Eastern medicine, which I think is incredible. People have to understand these are multiple attacks. I feel like we are in World War III. I feel like there's a globalist oligarchy of billionaires that have no allegiance to any nation. They are aligned with this public-private partnership. They are all over the world. They include people, China and Russia and America and the CCP and on Davos and all. They've had this great reset. They have this Agenda 2030 plan. And I feel like it's one attack after another, and people are separating them into individual attacks. And I don't think that's true. And what you're saying right now, people have to really take hold of, especially for their children, because we have to understand that this, how does this kind of trauma affect children? Not just children. I would be pulling my kids out of college right now and bringing them home until things die down to not be around the people that are born and bred and deeply ingrained in hate and critical race theory and all this stuff that is all about oppression and oppressors. But how does this kind of situation affect children that are younger? Because I would think it's very, very dangerous to their, not just their minds, but their physical health.
Yeah, especially if you're living in America or living in Israel, seeing all that and you're constantly connected on your social media, seeing the horrors, it's going to give you PTSD. It's going to affect their mind. It's going to affect their emotions. It's going to put fear in them or hate, depends what they're watching, right?
Right.
So you really have to watch from children. I would pull my children out of school if I had children and if they were in colleges too. I wouldn't send them to these brainwashing institutes that all they do is brainwash negatively and teach them the wrong thing always, instead of educate them properly, especially now. Children are much more gentle and they have a strong memory. And remember, this goes in our DNA too. This is trauma for generations, right? So protecting your children, trying to teach them love and safety instead of kind of ingraining that fear and hate, right? So everything opposite of what they're seeing is what we need to teach,
right?
And compassion, and just, it can be a beautiful world. Go to the ocean, get in the water, go walk in the sun, go play with animals, you know, do the things that are very calming and nurturing and bringing your soul back to life instead of focusing on the negative that we are seeing. And unfortunately, it's inevitable to not focus on that. But if you have children, definitely like give them the love, teach them love, you know, show them the positive things, teach them what not to hate or how not to hate, right? So just bring love and compassion and care and teach them to talk about it too, not suppress it.
Right.
Suppressing it is bad, right? Because that's when they carry on. And suppressing emotions and fear is lead to disease. So you never want to suppress anything.
Yeah. I mean, and also we just bought the wellness company emergency prep pack and we're sending them to everyone because I really think that this is a multi-pronged attack. We're seeing it on the ground. It's always, you know, it's very sad is that it's a easy tactic to use the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. It has been since the 40s, basically. You know, there were a lot of very prominent international Jewish thinkers in the 40s, actually from the 20s on, that were warning about, you know, where Israel was and that it would be used as a tool, a weapon for what we now call globalists, for an international, this banking cartel that seems to run everything on the planet, but that it would be used as a tool as for conflict when necessary. And it does seem that this is a period of time where the entire Ukraine situation, because what's crazy about the Ukraine situation, which you and I know, is that the truth is it started in 2014 and that they were trying to ethnically cleanse literally the Donbas region in Ukraine of Russians. And then you have the president of the United States up there equating Russia with Hamas, which is a totally false and complete lie. People swallowing that as they did the Russia-Ukraine story without any knowledge. Now we're watching the support of Ukraine's dying down. Oh, now it's there. So now people are swallowing whatever that story is. If they do not think that this is going to continue, I believe these people are somewhat of like a death cult. And the more people that die, the better. So the more we play along with it and allow this to continue, the more we're being deceived. Because I frankly do not think that this has anything to do with Israel. I really believe that it is a new front on the same war, the Great Reset, as I would call it. But we really have to pay attention to what we think, mindfulness, because you are a big person involved in Eastern medicine. And the difference between that and what we've had through the Rockefeller medical industrial complex and pharmaceutical industrial complex is a disconnect between the soul and physical and mental health. So what are some things that you suggest for adults out there that are struggling and suffering and they're maybe addicted to their devices, addicted to internet, whatever? What are some things that you suggest for people that are really being traumatized? Because I'll tell you what, you and I have this in common, but I told people a lot, and I lost a lot of friends, especially Jewish friends, for supporting Donald Trump or for warning people that Black Lives Matter was not what it seemed, that there was way, way different goals behind that, that stretched back many years, that were, you know, Marxist, that were about, as Obama promised, fundamentally transforming America. But we suddenly have a Jewish community in America that seems to have not realized that they have been funding and supporting, because some of the biggest supporters of these movements, even BDS, have been Jewish liberals, really highly educated, scarily enough. But for the first time, a lot of them are realizing, oh my God, they hate me too. You know, mm-hmm. So I think we really have to think about psychological and health-wise, how people can cope with that physically and mentally.
Yeah, it's a tough one, especially having been traumatized so much. You really have to have a strong mind and a strong, what do you call it? Sorry, I'm forgetting the word in English.
Like will.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. Willpower.
Yeah, I can see it.
To really pull yourself out there, out from that. And like I said, hold yourself and say, okay, I can't keep watching this stuff. I have to really take care of myself. Yes, I know it's existing. Yes, I have compassion and I have that sadness and I have all these feelings and emotions. They're not going away, but how about replacing it and maybe adding some more joy in my life? Be around people you love. Like I said, go outside, exercise. It's the best way to really help your body heal from everything. Exercise and sleep and meditation. Go take a nap. Go eat the foods you love. Go watch a movie you love. Do the things that nurture you, right? That really bring you peace and love. And don't be alone just watching these things all day long, because you're going to be miserable. You have to step outside of that little box of, okay, now it's time to do me, because worrying always brings more of the negative. Sending light and raising your vibration, right, will help raise everyone else's vibration as well.
Right.
So today I did a post on Instagram. If there's so much darkness and you can't find the light, be the light.
Right.
Right. Be that light yourself. Share it, spread it, shine it. So focus on being that light in a dark world, right? Focus on sharing it. Even if it's hard, your feelings and emotions are not going to change. You're not a bad person for sharing the light and sharing good things. You're just going to be more contagious and hopefully bring more positive into the world and into your life. So being a light in a dark world.
Yeah, it's so important. And really being mindful. A lot of what you do in Eastern medicine is about being mindful and meditation and mm-hmm. focusing on yourself first, kind of like the when they tell you on the airplane to put on your oxygen first, or you can't save anyone else. Now, let's talk about the damage to the immune system that we have seen dramatically, that people are still getting boosters and wearing masks is completely shocking. Of course, those are the same people probably that are marching in the streets and don't know what they're marching about. But same war. in my opinion. So what are some things that people should be taking supplement wise, or should they have in their cabinets? Should they be paying attention to? Because it also happens to be the traditional before COVID cold and flu season. Now you have this emotional weakening. People that are fully vaxxed and boosted and everything are having all kinds of other problems. So what are some of the things that you recommend people get in their cabinets right now? Because this is going to be a very rough period of time, and we don't know what's going to happen with the supply chain. You and I both know this is going to affect supply chain. It's going to affect oil prices. It's going to affect all kinds of things, because that's the way that these globalist operations happen. So what are some of the main things you think people need to have right now and order today?
Yeah. So first of all, do not wear your mask. Do not get boosted, or do not get the flu shot either. Like, these will only weaken your immune system. They shed, they make you sicker. Don't get those. What you do want to get is, like I said, sunshine and sleep. Yes. Make sure you sleep 7 to 9 hours, right? Get your sunshine, vitamin D, take your supplements. So take vitamin D, K, vitamin D and K, D3, 5,000 IUs or 10,000 IUs a day minimum. Right. And K, usually they come synergistically together. Take your zinc. Take your mushrooms that are immune support. Take your colloidal silver, right? Take NAC, which is N-acetyl-L-cysteine. Take high dosages of vitamin C, and I like liposomal vitamin C. So when you're susceptible to getting a cold, or if you already are not feeling well, increase the dosages from 1,000 milligrams minimum to like 4,000 milligrams a day of vitamin C. Liposomal will not cause the diarrhea like regular one can, because it's more fat soluble and it's absorbed easily. Okay. So take your NAC, take your glutathione, which is the master of all antioxidants, which is also great for immune support, right? Take your NAD. If you can get an injection of that, go get it. Get an IV of vitamins. Right. We have vitamins. Get your spike support, which has green tea, which has nattokinase, which has black sativa and selenium. So take your minerals, take your vitamins. Order stuff from the wellness.
Now, the wellness company's spike support, we should really talk about that, because a lot of people did get the vaccine, way before they even thought. It's crazy, because I know you're seeing this, I'm seeing this as well. People are still coming to, people are having a very hard time that are vaccine injured in one way or another, whether it's their immune system, heart problems, cancer coming back. They're still in cognitive dissonance about, what actually might have happened to their immune system and stuff. So what, can you just talk about this wellness company, everything that they've come up with and everything that they have there is top quality. They are a partner of ours. And you guys help support and allow us to do this show. So on my partners page, for everyone watching, please go there right now. Go to the wellness company. You can use Mel K for a discount, and also to help the show. But they put together a bunch of products since COVID that are really, really important. So if you could tell people what the what that product is and how it works and how it can help people that might be vaccine injured and what it does.
Yeah, so we have the spike support for adults, and we have the spike support for kids now as well. And we have other products that we came out with. But spike support is helpful for dissolving this spike protein from the vaccines, or for even those who are not vaccinated.
Right.
So it's great for anyone being shed on. And by being shed is you're exposed to vaccinations, or people who are vaccinated, you're being shed, meaning the virus, the spike, you can still be affected by that and still have the symptoms of those who, as if they were vaccinated, especially female with menstrual cycle, get a cold from that. So the spike support for adult has the nattokinase, which is the main ingredient, which is the spike dissolving product. It's a blood thinner as well. So it's great for dissolving any kind of microclots, right? And clots. And we have the dandelion root. We have selenium, which also helps cellular repair. Black sativa, which is black cumin seed, which I love, which also helps cellular repair. Green tea, which is also great for immune system, and it's a powerful antioxidant and free radical. Irish sea moss, which is also iodine, so it helps build immune system. That's for the adult one. And for the kids one, we have the spike with vitamin C, dandelion extract, pomegranate rutin, bromelain, and papain. And then we came up with other immune support products and NAC and Z-Stack and other immune support products.
Right. I'm a huge, we take Z-Stack every day, no matter what. I've been taking it because I was friends with Dr. Zelenko, and when he was coming up with it and all of that, he actually, like, he came on my show multiple times before we both got canceled. You know, what a good man. And so I love that product. We literally take it with our multivitamin every single day, no matter what. Yeah. Anyway, now you guys also, we do want people to understand that this is, we're not near the end of whatever is going on here. And it's not stopping in Israel, sadly enough. We have been very negligent with our border, like you've said. And that is going to be a problem. So we have to really pay attention to the supply chain issues, our grid issues. We know that they're still trying to censor and shut down everyone, which could lead to an internet. All you have to do is look at these globalist websites and you can see all the plans they have. So you guys also do have a long-term prep kit, I believe, that people should get, that also includes antibiotics and traditional medicine, as well as all of that. If you could just tell my audience real quick, because we're ordering them for like everyone we know, because I am very worried about the supply chain and whatever's going to happen with our financial system, all of that. It's really important that you guys put together such a comprehensive prep kit for the traditional, regular cold, cough, you know, flu that comes every year.
Right. Yeah. So we have the emergency medical kit, which has antibiotics like amoxicillin. It has ivermectin. And it has a bunch of other medications to have for emergencies, so you don't actually have to run out to the doctor or wait for an appointment or not have the supplier not be given ivermectin. So you can order it on the website, and then you get a script, and then you get that shipped to you. So it's great. That's awesome. I urge everyone to get that for sure, for emergency, hence emergency medical kits to have on hand.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't know on October 7th that the whole world would be turned upside down in Israel. And, you know, we don't know what's going to happen from here on. But you know what? The one thing you can do is go to the wellness company, get the emergency kit, get the spike product for the spike protein. You know, just be very proactive and protect your heart and your mind and your head and your kids, most of all. Dr. Hadar, you are amazing. I hope you will come back as things transpire. I'm very, very grateful for your insight here. I think it's really important that people start realizing that the propaganda and the labeling and the picking sides is a mechanism of divide and conquer. And that I keep saying to people, you know, that don't understand, Donald Trump would say a lot, they're not after me, they're after you, and I'm the way. And quite frankly, I feel like they're not after America, they're after the world. And right now, America is in the way. And it is a big, big priority for them to take us down. And one of those ways, I believe, is through what's happening in Israel. So we really have to get all on the same page with humanity, first and foremost, and realize, you know, we are not each other's enemy. And innocent people are innocent people. Their governments do not define them. And go back to humanity. So any last words for the people that are very worried and feeling that anxiety and stress, other than the amazing advice that you've given to get into nature and exercise and all of that in your heart, because I know you have a strong connection to God and to what is going on a spiritual and a kind of biblical level. What are your thoughts in that?
Yeah. So first of all, for anyone around the world, be vigilant anywhere you are. That's number one. Don't be naive that it's not going to happen here. Just be vigilant. Keep your eyes out. Keep, you know, your head straight and your moral high as well. I believe in God, definitely. I pray. I don't go, you know, to synagogue every day or anything like that. But I do believe in being a good human and do good for others and do good and right by others. So being a good person, praying, sending positive, you know, bright light and energies all around the world, especially now in Israel, but anywhere. And anyone who needs it is something really huge. And I think coming together in prayer and doing that for everyone suffering, right?
Yeah.
Is huge and beautiful thing. Yeah, I really appreciate you having me here on the show and being able to speak and share and firsthand what I see and what I know. My family is in Israel. So, you know,
we're praying for them.
Scary time, but definitely.
Yeah, we're praying for them and for everyone. The situation in Israel is very manipulated. It's very complicated. It's got decades of propaganda on top of it. There are many different interests that are involved. And also that land, that particular land where Israel is, has been in contention since beginning of time. It is a very important piece of land for many, many reasons. And a lot of people want that control, and they're using it to divide humanity yet again. Mm-hmm. And humanity cannot allow that. We have to stand in love and in unity for what God gave us, because that is mm-hmm. exactly what's on the line right now. And Dr. Hadar, where can people find you? And I just want to thank again you and the Wellness Company for being so supportive of my show. And I want everyone to know, please go to the Wellness Company or the partners page at themelkshow.com. Go to the Wellness Company mm-hmm. absolutely right now. Get the emergency pack for everyone in your family. Send it to friends. Make sure everyone has that. It is incredible, incredible gift, you know, that they have given to all of us for our health and to take care of us through the storm. Use the code MELK over there to help support the show. And Dr. Hadar, where can people find you and follow you?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram. I can put it in the chat for you.
Great. Okay, great.
But it's dr.hadarsophia.
Great.
And that is my Instagram for following and
perfect.
Seeing everything I post and do. I'm great. Also the Vibrant Glow. My business is called thevibrantglow.com. Oh, so yeah.
Great.
But the Wellness Company, of course, as well. But the Vibrant Glow.
Great. We'll put all the links below. And please take care of yourself. Thank you for being here. I know we're all thanks. Under the weather. I have a feeling that people are going to be getting sicker. So please, yeah. please go to the Wellness Company, stock up on everything you can. And thevibrantglow.com if you want to support and learn more about Dr. Hadar. She is an amazing, amazing woman, has a lot of insight and really, really has a lot of compassion and love for humanity and is trying to do the best to help us through this time. So thank you so much. And I will see you again.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Hey guys, thank you for watching the show. I just want to remind you yet again that we really need to be very cautious of what is going on with the economy, both here and internationally. Most of us know that the BRICS nations are looking for a gold-backed currency to dethrone the dollar being the world reserve currency. They have an event coming up on August 22nd. The BRICS nations are all going. There are also 13 other nations that would like to join the BRICS nations. And this is not something to not pay attention to. We have to make sure that you protect your savings. And that is why I have chosen Beverly Hills Precious Metals. That is where I have gotten my gold and silver. I leave it in a depository. I know it's there. I've replaced it with my savings. I've put there to make sure that I weather the storm no matter what. Be it the central bank digital currency, the BRICS nations, the dollar goes into collapse, whatever may happen. I know 401k, IRA, backed by gold, as well as having my savings, at least an amount of my savings in gold, in the depository or sent to you at home, is the best way to make sure you maintain peace of mind and make sure that your savings and everything that you've earned is safe no matter what comes. We will get through this. All is not lost. America will return to greatness as it always has been. But between now and then, we have to be very smart and very cognizant of what's going on. So please go to Mel K Gold or go to the MelkKShow.com partners page and go to Beverly Hills Precious Metals. And my friend Andrew will take care of you. He's got a great team. Gold is the way to go right now. And I know that no matter what, I'm safe. So please do that for yourselves. We really care about you here. You're more like family and friends. And I hear from all of you a lot. So I just want to make sure that you guys are doing something proactive to be prepared. All will be well, but take care of yourself now. Being prepared is always a good thing.